Welcome to the School Social Work Podcast, where I dive into issues that matter in education. I'm your wonderful host, Danielle, and today I just want to chat about the role social workers, me being one of them, have in addressing attendance barriers. And just kind of some thoughts I had around kind of addressing them with families. So I know, you know, attendance is, it really is a cornerstone of academic success. But there are various barriers that can hinder regular school attendance. And we've seen an increase, right? There is data that shows there's been an increase in chronic absenteeism since COVID. And uncovering the barriers to that, I think, are difficult. However, I think that there are some barriers that are just very apparent, and that school staff need to do a better job at addressing. So the first barrier I want to talk about is kind of the lack of trusting relationships or feeling safe at school. And I think it goes for both students and families, right? Because establishing trust and building relationships with students and families is key. So there's this fine line, because we have to really be careful and navigate that process in order to uncover the underlying reasons for attendance issues. And it's time consuming, but it's really worth the effort and the time. And I think, you know, to start, I find that if I'm just making phone calls to say hi and introduce myself, is a great first step in relationship building, because the call shouldn't be, the first call shouldn't be, hey, this is Danielle, school social worker. I would like to talk to you about attendance issues, right? The first call should really be, hey, I'm Danielle. Just wanted to introduce myself. You know, love seeing, you know, Jimmy Jones's smiling face every single day. I just want to reach out and say hi. I'm here as a support for Jimmy and for you if you have any questions. Then the next, you know, on the next call can be an attendance call. I also have started sending out emails, because sometimes parents will see the school phone number pop up on their caller ID and they don't want to answer it. And so I'll send out an email, and in the subject line, it's reading, "Hello from the school social worker." So I try to have fun with it, and I try to always share something wonderful about the student, and, you know, try to keep in mind that that first call home should always be a positive one. You know, when we think about connecting with families and building those relationships with students and their families, we also have to keep that collaboration ongoing. And family dynamics play a crucial role, right, in the student's attendance. So we have to effectively collaborate with families to address issues like transportation challenges, health concerns, right, or family-related barriers to attendance. I mean, who knows, maybe because they live in a, you know, split home and they're staying at dad's house, who's in another town, sometimes it's difficult for dad to get them in, so they're coming in late or they're missing school, right? So, you know, kind of diving in, but not diving in too deep where we're infringing on their privacy and what they're willing to share, because sometimes they're not willing to share, right? And keeping in mind too that we don't want to solve the problem for them, but we want to help them solve the problem. So whatever that barrier is, you know, let's help them find a solution. And that's the social work piece, right? Kind of tying them to outside resources, helping them solve the problem. So let's say all barriers have been identified and we start to address them through interventions. What exactly are attendance interventions? So this is something that was very new to me. Still a little, fairly new. When I think about, when I first thought about attendance interventions, what's an intervention? And really, attendance interventions are designed for chronically absent students, and they provide a level of support and resources to address factors that really contribute to absences like anxiety, social skill, lack of social skills or poverty, and school factors like, the attendance policies, and teacher-student relationships or bullying. So just like response to intervention or behavior, attendance intervention is tiered. And when you look at the first tier, you want to really create an engaging school and community climate. An engaging school and community climate, right? So that means a lot of kindness. this is that foundation, right? You want to make sure that you're building that safe and supportive environment for students. You're anchoring back to code of conduct. You've got your zero tolerance bullying, open communication with families, a barrier or something that a common theme that I've heard a lot is, families feel that schools don't communicate with them openly about what's going on in the schools. And I think transparency is so important, and that's something that I practice because as a parent, I would want full transparency as well. So if I'm going to expect that as a parent, I'm going to give that same thing to, parents and families. I think equitable consequences, right? Tier one, it's, recognizing improved attendance, making sure that you have an attendance team and strong attendance communication. The attendance team is key. I know in my role right now, I'm struggling with the fact that I'm tasked with making all of these attendance calls, right, and these connections with families. And what I'm learning is that I'm doing it backwards. I should have had the opportunity to build relationships with these families first, learn about these families, and again, develop those relationships, then start, right, addressing these attendance concerns. But I'm doing it backwards, right? I'm calling them because of attendance concerns and then learning information. I think next year, this coming summer, my goal is to connect with every single family, especially my families that, my students that had chronic absenteeism. I think too, something else that just kind of popped into my head is that the first call about attendance should always be from the teacher. And what, as a parent, right, I put my parent hat on, I think that call should be that very first absence, right? And it should go something like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, this is Mrs. Smith calling to check in because I miss seeing Betty Sue in class today. How is she feeling? Right? Checking in. If she's fever-free for 24 hours, she can return to school. Sniffles are okay, right? Kind of setting that expectation of, when you can send them to school versus when you shouldn't send them to school. I don't think it should be an email. Texting, not a fan. A call, leave a voicemail, ask for a call back. And sound like you genuinely miss the student, because that's important too. I mean, if you sound dry and just annoyed that you even have to make the phone call, that's gonna come off to the parent as such, right? And so, once you get through all your tier ones and you still don't see an improvement in attendance, then you start moving on to the tier two and tier three interventions. And I think those are going to look different in different districts, but I think they're similar in that they dive deeper into the ways to overcome these attendance barriers, right? And it's, I mean, it's, and so with these tier two and tier three interventions, it's really putting action plans into place and ways to support the student and families, whether it's, you know, maybe you find out that a family is unhoused and you have to do McKinney-Vento, or, I mean, there could be a whole slew of reasons, and then you have to put your social work hat on and really, you know, get to the crux of everything to find out how we can make sure that your student is there every single day. Maybe your student is struggling with some sleep disturbances at home, you know, and it's tying the family to outside resources for a sleep study program. So, you know, for the family, maybe they didn't know of, you know, who to contact, just something like that, right? So I think once interventions are in place, you know, we have to obviously monitor, right? Just like RTI, math, or reading. We monitor the progress and then we evaluate the effectiveness of those strategies, those interventions. And we, you know, want to keep in mind that this is an ongoing assessment, and this is how we ensure the sustained improvement, right? We want to make sure that their attendance is always improving, because we have to know that what we're doing is working, right? So I think that was a lot. I guess that's all I really have for right now with attendance. I think the key to attendance, I mean, there's so many gimmicks that are out there, and I know I've seen a lot of different emails coming through my emails, you know, with all these great ideas, and it's, you know, they're great, you know, there's so many fantastic ideas, and everyone has these, you know, these pie in the sky, you know, oh, this is so great, but at the end of the day, if students and families don't feel safe and supported and actually enjoy coming to school, then they're not going to come. It doesn't matter how many pizza parties we give them. It doesn't matter how many, you know, positive reinforcements they get when they come off that bus every single day. If they are dreading coming in every morning, or parents are dreading the phone call from school because they don't know whether it's going to be a good one or a bad one, or they can't, you know, parents don't feel that they can just pick up the phone and call the teacher because they have a concern, or parents feel that, you know, the school isn't communicating, and, you know, just, then you're not, no one's going to care about attendance. And after COVID, I think a lot of people realize that, heck, we can do everything from home. We don't need to do this. You know, we don't need to do X, Y, and Z. And a lot of people had many revelations after COVID, you know, during and after COVID. And this is one of those things where we have to remember that relationships are key. Our students need them. Our families need them. Without them, we're not going to have, you know, a steady attendance. We're always going to have issues with attendance. So thanks again for listening, right? Took a little drive down that fun road of attendance barrier. I do have some attendance goodies in my Teachers Pay Teacher Shop, where I have some great intervention ideas, some super great letters for families, and progress monitoring sheets for attendance, and some other quick printables. But remember, relationship, that's going to be the key to attendance. Make those calls, do those home visits. Thanks again from your school social worker.